Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On demand audio.
Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday joining us today. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Absolutely. You believe Bill Barr is protecting the president?
Well, not in the sense that he's that he's covering anything up or anything like that. But do I think he's spinning for the president? Absolutely.
Why?
Why do I think it? Or
yeah.
Why do I think he's doing it?
Why do you think that from what he said?
To give an example, you know, you're the Attorney General of the United States. You know, this, whatever you want to call what happened, and, you know, there are investigations, legitimate investigations, that end up with nothing. And I think that this was a legitimate investigation. One could argue it shouldn't have taken 2 years. Maybe Mueller should have stopped it sooner. But there was a lot of smoke there that there was something going on between the Russians and Trump. And I think for the Attorney General of the United States to basically take the side of the president, I mean, you know, he could have said, look, it obviously showed no collusion. It came up empty, but it wasn't a witch hunt. But instead, whenever in doubt, he always takes the president's side. When he had the news conference the day that the Mueller report was released, incidentally, an interesting choice to hold the news conference a couple of hours before the report was released in the first place so he could characterize it before anybody got to see it. He went into a whole explanation of why the president might have done some of the things that, you know, could be considered obstruction, and started talking about his mindset and his frustration and all of this. And again, I think he's spinning for the president.
Well, you know, I guess I would argue when I looked at those comments that he was asked in many cases, why do you think this is a witch hunt? Or do you think the president tried to obstruct justice with some of the comments that he made? I got the impression listening to it that he was saying, well, listen, I tried to put myself in that situation. We looked at each of these scenarios that Mueller presented. We did not see that it rose to obstruction because motivation has to play a role, right?
Saying that. I don't have any problem with him coming to the conclusion. He's a lawyer. I'm not. He's a distinguished lawyer. I'm not. I don't have any problem with him coming to the conclusion that it wasn't obstruction. I'm not sure I agree, but, you know, that's his call. but it just strikes me that he goes beyond that, not just to say, in my view, this is not obstruction, or is the Attorney General looking at the law. He's offering a rationale for the president. I don't think that's the job of the Attorney General. Let's put it this way. If you were Hillary Clinton, or rather, if you were Loretta Lynch or you were James Comey, and you came out at the time that they issued the report and you said, well, look, as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned with using the private email, you have to understand, I mean, you know, she had been subject to, so much of an invasion of privacy and her husband and stuff. My guess is you and a lot of your listeners' heads would have exploded. And you would have said, you know, that's not their job. They can sit there and say, we're going to prosecute, we're not going to prosecute, but don't put yourself in the head and offer the argument of Hillary Clinton, just present the facts. And I think that's what Bill Barr has done here.
Sure. Well, yeah, I guess I perceived Comey as saying that he was getting in her head by saying she didn't have intent on the use of a private server with her emails.
That was a legal issue of whether he could prove intent. Look, I'm not saying that I'm not defending James Comey. But on the other hand, I wouldn't say that James Comey was spinning for Hillary Clinton. You can argue about his ultimate decision whether to try to prosecute her or urge that. But in fact, he's mostly criticized, and I think rightly so, instead of just saying we have decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton, to go into a whole thing about how she was extremely careless and to blast her and then to reopen the investigation 11 days before. So I don't think anybody that looking at it objectively would say that James Comey was doing Hillary Clinton any favors.
So next, the Attorney General, has announced that he's appointed one of his federal prosecutors to look into how the Mueller report got started. Do you think that's a political decision, or do you think that's a legitimate look then?
I think it's probably both, but it's perfectly legitimate in the sense that, I don't have any problem with the facts. And, I've said for a long time, there are two things that could be true, that it could be illegitimate to investigate Donald Trump and whether his campaign was involved with the Russians. Turned out they weren't. On the other hand, it's perfectly legitimate to investigate whether or not the FBI did improper or corrupt things in the course of that investigation. I mean, let's go back to, though, just a second here, because let's go back to the fact pattern that Comey had and that the later the special counsel had. You've got George Papadopoulos, who was, you can argue whether he was important or not, but he's a foreign policy advisor. He's in meetings. He's there at the table with Jeff Sessions and the president, saying that he's been told by the Russians that they have dirt on Hillary Clinton and that they've hacked into her emails. And this is in, before any of those emails had been released in late spring, early summer of 2016. Then it turns out you've got, later on, we find out about the Trump Tower meeting. Are you, I guess my feeling is, were those worth investigating? Seems to me they kind of were.
Yeah, I have no problem with the counterintelligence portion of it. I just felt that if they come to the FBI with the same thing about the Clinton campaign, for all I know, James Comey himself would have gone to Hillary Clinton and said, "We think somebody's trying to infiltrate your campaign. You need to keep an eye out for that."
I don't think they did that, though.
No, what they didn't is my point. They should have done that with the Trump campaign. I felt if you think this is happening, go warn them that you think somebody's trying to infiltrate them.
They did have, in fairness, they did have you could argue earlier, but they did have a defensive briefing, which is what it's called when intelligence people let a candidate for office know, or anybody know, that we think that you might be the target of some kind of infiltration, in this case by the Russians.
Right.
They did do that in August, and it was really the point at which he had become the nominee of the party, and he was starting to get regular CIA briefings.
Chris, who are you having on this weekend?
Well, we think we're going to get a top, just isn't locked down formally, but we're going to have a top Republican senator to talk about all this. Actually, the big story in Washington right now was, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about it, the food fight between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump yesterday. Do I think it was particularly smart of her to say, cover up an hour before she was going to meet with the president on infrastructure? No. But on the other hand, the president's kind of painted himself into a corner because he says, look, either we're going to investigate or we're going to legislate. They clearly are going to continue to investigate, and he's got some business. If it's not infrastructure, he's got to get done. They've got to raise the debt limit. They've got to fund the government. He wants to get the new NAFTA trade bill passed. So what's going to happen when he has to negotiate those things with her?
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that, and then we'll be talking to a top Democrat on one of the committees about the efforts to investigate. And, again, this question of can you investigate and legislate at the same time? It's a tough question politically, both for the president and for the Democrats. If the Democrats do just investigation, they're going to be real trouble in 2020.
No doubt. Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday, will be watching. Thank you.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.